Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and I'd been looking for an opportunity to record Overton Berry again after several years' hiatus on this program, and the perfect opportunity came up a couple of weeks ago when he was playing a gig with Bruce Fares at Tula's in Seattle. A good piano and a very sympathetic and attentive audience made for a great combination. We recorded enough material probably for two programs, but we've distilled it down into an hour, and that's coming up next. Overton Berry is truly a Northwest living legend and a member of the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame. He began playing professionally as a teenager at USO shows on the West Coast. He was music director for Peggy Lee at the 1962 World's Fair, as well as numerous other shows and concerts. He ran the House of Entertainment for several years in the 60s. He's since played in Japan, China, Hong Kong, Egypt, but he still makes his home in the Seattle area, where he's played just about every venue you can think of, from taverns to concert halls. Overton Berry's first album was recorded in 1970 during a long-running engagement at the Doubletree Inn in South Center. He's made several albums since then and is planning a DVD in the near future. He's got a great fan base. Witness this sold-out night earlier this month at Tula's in Seattle. Overton Berry's partner in this duo recorded at Tula's was bass player Bruce Fares. Overton and Bruce are old friends who played together often in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but less frequently as Bruce became more involved in his real estate business. They still get together to play, and when they do, it becomes a special occasion. Tula's was sold out several days in advance of the gig. The audience was very attentive and appreciative. Let's squeeze in. Here's Overton Berry on piano, Bruce Fares on bass, at Tula's in Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Quincy and Bruce Ferris on bass.
Time After Time with Overton Berry at the piano and Bruce Ferris on bass, recorded in performance at Tula's. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Here's Overton Berry.
This is a special arrangement that Bruce Ferris put together. Summertime. Thank you. Once again, Bruce Ferris on bass. Incredible.
Girl Talk, played by Overton Berry and Bruce Ferris in this performance recorded at Tula's on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Here's Overton Berry.
We have to have a house check here. We have to make sure that there's not a guy named Ahmad Jamal in the audience, outside the door, in the city limits, in the state of Washington, in this country. And I tell you that because, and there was a time when probably, if not the most famous, one of the most famous arrangements done was done by Ahmad Jamal and his trio. Well, we were an opening act for Ahmad Jamal in Port Ludlow, I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah, Port Ludlow. Beautiful sunny day, you know, there's boats in the harbor and everything. We played a few songs we were opening for him. And I called Point Siena. And Bruce said, "You sure you want to play that?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Look over at the corner of the building." And here was Ahmad Jamal talking to some guy. And I thought about it for a minute. I went, "Never mind. We're going to play something else." So every time we play this song now, I always want to have a room, a building, and a city check to make sure Mr. Jamal is not in the room. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Overton Berry at the piano and Bruce Ferris on bass playing Like Young. That was written by Andre Previn years ago. KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Next is a tune called Hard Times. That title has been given to a number of songs going back to Stephen Foster, forward to Bob Dylan, and most recently Paramore, but this is the version associated with Fathead Newman and Ray Charles. Hard Times with Overton Berry and Bruce Ferris at Tulas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, kind of want to thank all of you, as well as Tulis and its management and staff and Jim Wilkie for being here. I don't know if you realize how much you add to the music. Your spirit, your good feelings, your good vibes add so much to the music, and it adds to Bruce and myself. I just want to thank you on behalf of both Bruce and I. It is part of the music. Give yourselves a round of applause. Takes place during a period that might have existed 100 years ago, maybe still does. It's a song about a man, a very old man, who has been living in this town, and you have to kind of picture border states, you know. He's been living in this town a long time. Nobody seems to know how long he's been there. They're not even sure of his name, so they make up a name and they give him a name. They don't know where he came from, but one thing they do know is that everybody knows this man. And everybody loves this man. This song is about just such a man. Everybody knows him as old folks. Like the season, he comes and he goes. That's why we all love him so. He's always leaving his spoon in his coffee. Tucks his napkin up under his chin. And that old corn cob pipe, it's so mellow. That is right, Bruce. But you needn't be ashamed of him. Oh, every Friday he goes fishing. Or two. A whale got away, that's what he said. So I guess I'll have to warm up the steak. Thank you. Bruce Ferris. Every Friday he goes fishing. Down around the lake, but he only got a perch or two. A whale got away. So I guess I'll have to warm up the steak. Someday there's gonna be no more old folks. What a lonesome old town this is gonna be. Children's voices at play will be stilled for a day. The day that they take old folks away. A song and a man called Old Folks.
Old Folks, sung by Overton Berry at the piano with Bruce Ferris on bass at Tula's. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hymn to Freedom, composed by Oscar Peterson about 1962, played here by Overton Berry at the piano, Bruce Ferris on bass. From Tula's, recorded earlier this month on Jazz Northwest, our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music, and thanks also to the staff at Tula's. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast or want to hear it again, it's available at jazznw.org. Next week on Jazz Northwest, the Thomas Marriott Quintet from an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening. This is KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.